Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus, we greet you and welcome you to the concluding message in relation to the glory of Israel. We read for our lesson reading today the words of the prophet Isaiah, words that God gave him to write, and we hear God himself saying, in chapter 62, and the first four verses, these wonderful words. For Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. These are the words of the living God. These are the promises of that blessed Jehovah of Israel, declaring his purposes for the blessing of his people and their nation. We have been touching upon the fact that Israel shall be the light of the world, and that nation that has been scattered for so many centuries, and that has been persecuted by the nations of the earth, will ultimately be the greatest and the most glorious nation upon this sea. There are three things about the history of Israel that were true even in the life of one of their great ancestors, and that Jacob. There was a time in the life of Jacob, the first part of his life, when he was in the land of Canaan, in the company of his parents, Isaac and Rebekah, and his brother Esau. And there was another section in the life of Jacob, when he became a pilgrim, and a stranger from the land, an exile, living in the land of Padan and Aram, and passing through trials and difficulties, before God brought him back again. In the third section of his life, he was in the land again. And how the history of Jacob is paralleled by the history of the nation of Israel. They have as a nation been in the land. They have as a nation been exiled out of the land, cast among the nations of the earth, and suffering the very hand of God's judgment upon them in his chastening discipline. But there is to come for Israel a restoration in the land when they shall be gathered. And they shall be regathered to be a crown of glory for the Lord. Please note these words that God declares in Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest. There may, and there has been, long silence on the part of God in relation to his dealings with Israel. But shall we not realize from these words, God has not forgotten them. He will not hold his peace. He will not rest because of his desire for Jerusalem. And he declares, I will not hold my peace nor rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness and the salvation thereon as a lamp that burneth. There are two qualifications of that great testimony in Israel to come. It will be a testimony of righteousness. It will be a testimony of salvation as the nation shines as the light of the world in that coming millennial day under the reign of their beloved and blessed Messiah. What a day that will be, that out of the nation of Israel, a quality of character in which they have failed in the past will not be found failing in the future. Righteousness and salvation will go forth as a bright testimony to the glory of God. But then note something. The second verse tells us, the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. And what a testimony it will be when the nations of the earth in that millennial day shall witness the righteousness of the nation. My beloved, may I say, as we have studied the future prospects of Israel, we have noted carefully that God will deal with them as a nation and purge them as a nation and cleanse them as a nation and make them fit for the coming glory. And though many of them will be punished and destroyed because of their waywardness, a godly remnant will be spared to be the nucleus of the nation in its glory. And the nations around them will witness their righteousness. Not only shall they witness the righteous character of the nation of Israel, but all those kings shall see the glory of Israel. All kings shall see thy glory. And the whole world will in amazement, wonder, and consternation see the glory of this little nation of Israel. And then, says Jehovah, thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. You know, when God saves a person, he calls them by a new name. Do you remember the record in John chapter 1 of the conversion of Peter? When his brother Andrew brought him to Jesus, Jesus said unto him, thou art Simon, thou shalt be called Cephas, meaning a stone. And every precious soul that comes to Christ is changed and given a new name. And likewise the nation of Israel, redeemed, restored, and exalted, shall be called by a new name. May I come back again to Jacob? When Jacob came to the brook Peniel, as you may read of it in Genesis 32, returning to the land, the angel of the Lord wrestled with him throughout the long night. And it was not until the day was beginning to break that the angel of the Lord put the thigh of Jacob out of joint, that he could do nothing but cling to him. And Jacob clung to the one who wrestled with him, saying, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And the angel of the Lord said to him, what is thy name? And the answer of Jacob was, Jacob. Did you ever realize the meaning of that name, Jacob? He was rightly called Jacob because of his evil ways, because of his condition of soul and mind and heart, scheming and seeking to get his own way without permitting God to work it out for his glory. And the name meant supplanter, one who indeed crookedly and evilly sought to obtain the blessings of God. And when the angel said, what is thy name? Jacob answered it, my name is Jacob. The very statement poured out what he had been in his character. And then the angel of the Lord replied, thou shalt no longer be called Jacob, but thy name shall be called Israel. for thou hast become a prince with God and with man. Beloved, may I say to you that in the prophecies of this Old Testament scriptures, we find that the Israelites, the remnant that will be spared in that coming day, every one of them shall be called a prince. Every one of them shall be called a priest of Jehovah. And they shall have a new name. 'Twill not be Jacob. It will be Israel. And then thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. A crown of glory in the hand of the Lord? Now I want you to think very carefully with me. The history of the nation of Israel, and you may go back to the commencement of it as a nation in the land of Egypt, and the mighty Exodus when they came out under Moses. But go down through the history of the nation, and you will readily confess with me, they have never been a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, as he so desired. But, beloved, it will yet be true, and they shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. My beloved, may I tell you frankly, there is not a nation on the earth that has such a prospect as the nation of Israel. The great Gentile nations around them shall be on the bottom in that coming day of Israel's glory, while Israel will be crowned with glory and honor above all the nations. And then note, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Thou shalt never again be termed desolate. Here are two words that have described the history of Israel for century after century. Forsaken, desolate. But the name given shall be Hephzibah, and the land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Beloved, may I emphasize to your heart and soul, God's future purpose for Israel. The Lord will completely delight in Israel, and her land shall be united to Jehovah with eternal blessing and prosperity. May God help us to look for the coming of the one who will bring it to pass, even our Savior. Father, bless these truths in the Savior's name. Amen.